Good morning, everyone. Today is the third day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Aleph 5781. We are continuing in our personal growth and character development learning together. We know that inner peace that a person is desirous of achieving, it rests on one overriding truth, one principle that is complete and utter emes. The core of every Jew, the neshama, the soul, the bedrock foundation with which Hashem invested in each and every one of us is pure goodness, is tov, is all of the righteousness that is literally at the mahus, is that the essence is in the internal part of every single person. When we look for that emes, when we look for that truth in the people in our lives, it shines through their shortcomings, their flaws, like a strong sun breaking through the clouds. It's all a function, though, of how willing we are to look for it, to see it in others. And by definition, what happens is that when we see it in others, others come to be quick to see it in us as well. They say that Rabbi Aryeh Levin, the Chatzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, was known in Yerushalayim as the father of prisoners, because he spent his lifetime tending to the sick, he spent his lifetime tending to the imprisoned and to the aniyim, to the poor of Yerushalayim. He saw people at their weakest and he saw them at their worst, and yet he had nothing that he saw or nothing that he heard. It perturbed the calm, the deep pool of love that he had in his heart. He was committed to them and he saw only goodness in them. He once revealed to one of his grandchildren the secret of how he came to this way of life. What is the difference, he said, between loving truth and hating falsehood? There's a big difference. So he said, when the grandson could not answer, he said, the difference is as great as the distance from the east to the west. It's a huge, huge difference. The person who loves emes, the person who loves truth, will recognize it within another person. And when he finds it, it will cause him to love that person. If I see it after I've searched it, so then I'm going to love that person because that person is good. That person has tov. Then when he discovers another element of truth within him, his love for the person will become even deeper, will become even greater. Now, a person who despises falsehood, on the other hand, he will find some point of falsehood within another person and will come to despise him. And then, when he discovers yet another element of falsehood within him, his loathing, his hatred will go deeper and so forth. So again, if you despise falsehood, you're going to look for the falsehood in that person. So therefore, the person who loves truth will love other people and will be loved by them. Whereas a person who despises falsehood will reach the opposite extreme, despising others and being loathed by them. So it's a very important principle, which is the difference between the vastness between what it means to love truth and what it means to hate falsehood. It's all a function of what you're looking for. When you see another person and when another person sees you, part of the growth and the tranquility that we try to not only aspire but to achieve and to live with is to be able to see the good in others and to find that truth, and to find that means to learn how to love other people. But ultimately, it means to figure out a way to love yourself. And when you love yourself, you're lovable and other people will love you. When you find hate, falsehood, you're just simply looking at the things about people that are unredeeming, that are far and distant and unbecoming and deserving of chastising and so on and so forth. And then it's not that there's love, but there's hatred. So let's work on trying to see the positive and the function of good and loving truth and seeing truth and goodness and emes in others, and others will see it in us as well. I wish everybody happy, a holy, uplifted, and an inspired day.